Today, we're kicking off our weekly election series with a district profile of Colorado's 6th Congressional District. Incumbent Republican Mike Kaufman is facing a challenge from Democratic State Senator Morgan Carroll. And here to tell us more is Megan Verlee, reporter with Colorado Public Radio. She's in Denver. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's talk about this district. First of all, it's kind of a half moon shape to the east of Denver. Tell us a little bit about it because it has changed recently.
It did change a lot with the last round of redistricting. It curves through the eastern suburbs of Denver from a sort of old line industrial lower income area in the north down to a much wealthier, more suburban area to the south. Up in the north, you have big immigrant and refugee populations. So a lot of Latinos, a lot of folks from Africa and South Asia. And then when you get down to the southern end, it's much more white and Asian. So it's probably the most diverse district in the state and definitely the most politically divided.
And it includes Aurora, which, of course, has been unfortunately in the national headlines for, of course, the movie theater shooting there.
Exactly. So, you know, a place that's experienced extreme violence. And I'm sure we're going to see guns and gun control become an issue in this race because the Democratic challenger helped push through gun control regulations at the state level right after the Aurora shooting, or about a year after the Aurora shooting. And on the other side, Mike Kaufman, you know, military veteran, is pretty pro-Second Amendment. So that will probably become an issue in this race.
Well, let's listen to one of the ads. This is a district, as you said there, Mike Kaufman has been representing since 2009. Here's an ad from him where we hear from a number of people from a range of backgrounds talking about the congressman.
Mike's not like other politicians. He's not like other Republicans.
I think he's better.
No one works harder than Mike.
Nobody works harder than Mike.
Nobody works harder than Mike.
Mike's one of us.
He's one of us.
Mike Kaufman is uno de nosotros.
Mike is one of us.
Mike is one of us, and we heard there the Spanish, Mike Kaufman is uno de nosotros. Tell us about this ad and what you take away from it.
Well, I think it just perfectly encapsulates Kaufman's challenge this year, which is that he's running in a very diverse district when the top of his party's ticket, Donald Trump, has really staked out a position against illegal immigration, has really offended a lot of folks in the Latino community, and has also been very concerned about the refugee program. This is a district that has a lot of refugees, some of whom may have become citizens and can vote. So Kaufman has been working very hard to distance himself from Trump. He has not said he would vote for him. He hasn't said he would never vote for him. But for him, he needs to convince his voters that a vote for him is not also necessarily a vote for Donald Trump.
I'm assuming based on that Kaufman was not with Trump when Trump came to Colorado the other day.
No, in fact, he actually issued a critical statement the day before Trump's visit. There were dueling critical statements both from Morgan Carroll and Mike Kaufman. Carroll trying to connect Kaufman and Trump, and Kaufman trying to distance himself and bringing up some of his concerns.
Well, let's hear about State Senator Morgan Carroll. Here's a video on her website.
People actually deserve a Congress that's going to work and a Congress that's going to work for them. And frankly, they deserve to expect and receive real results on real issues that are going to affect their daily lives.
Tell us more about Morgan Carroll.
Well, until she made this run for Congress, she was the Senate Minority Leader, and before then, the Senate Majority Leader, before they lost their majority, actually, kind of in the backlash from the gun control session that she helped run. She's been a pretty influential member of the state Senate for a while now. She was perhaps not accidentally on the redistricting committee that drew the maps that put Kaufman from a very safe Republican district into a very competitive district. So it's going to be a pretty interesting matchup between the two. They both have long legislative histories that each other can point to and attack. One other element, which I haven't mentioned here, is that Kaufman is a veteran, and this is a district that has a fairly large retired military presence. There's a very large over-budget, behind-schedule VA hospital being built in the district that has become sort of a major scandal. And Kaufman has been very active in that issue. So he is also really trying to run on his championing of veterans' causes, his fight against the VA. And that is one area where Morgan Carroll does not have a military background. And so, you know, I'm sure he'll be trying to draw some distinctions there.
What do the polls say?
I have not seen specific polling for this district. 2 years ago, we actually expected a fairly tight race. Kaufman had another very hardworking challenger with a decently high political profile. And Kaufman took him out by, I think, 9 points. Hmm. So people are expecting a much tighter race this time. Democratic turnout obviously up for a presidential year, and especially because of the Hispanic population in this district and what's going on in the Republican Party around immigration policy, everyone is expecting a much closer race for Kaufman. But I haven't seen any polling yet.
That's Megan Verlee, a reporter with Colorado Public Radio, talking with us about Colorado's 6th congressional district and the race going on there. Megan, thanks.
Thank you.
And again, we're going to be checking in with a different district each week as we continue to cover the House races around the country.